Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Airstream Chronicles podcast. I'm the show host, Rich Charpentier, and today is Thursday, January 17th. And as you noticed yesterday, I forgot to do the podcast again. So my apologies, but I spent a good part of the day down in Phoenix, Arizona. I totally forgot that I had an endocrinologist appointment early in the morning, and so I ended up down there for a good part of the day, long drive down and long drive back. So sorry for missing out yesterday. This is not a growing pattern, I promise, even though we totally blew it 2 days this week, but won't continue on this track. So today I wanted to, this is a Tech Talk Thursday again, and whether you're mobile in an RV or you're in a stationary location, I think that this Tech Talk will be interesting for you to give you some insights into some of these reviews online. So several weeks ago with the launch of Luminar 3 from Skylum, I had signed up to be an affiliate in order to help promote the new version of Luminar, which I was very excited about. And I became kind of not so excited about it over time as the library management system still isn't up to snuff yet. And so with that in mind, I didn't put up any of my affiliate links trying to get people who are stopping by this podcast or my YouTube channel or anywhere else, trying to get them to sign up and purchase Luminar 3, because I don't think it's there yet, so I didn't want to promote something that I wasn't feeling good about. But there were a lot of really glowing reviews for Luminar 3, and so some people are really digging what they're doing with the new library management system. I think that there was not as much truth in the reviews as we'd like there to be. I've watched a lot of the videos on YouTube, and people, even people who are in the affiliate program who are doing the overviews, they kind of glaze over the file management system as well, which was disappointing to me. And there is only a couple of YouTube channels out there that were really brutally honest, saying, you know, we prepaid for this software quite some time ago and it's still not there. And you're changing the dates on the schedule again. So they've got a roadmap up for when Luminar 3 is supposed to be all set and really has what we all wanted. And for 2019, that was supposed to be July. And they've recently changed that from July to December. So it seems to me they're pushing everything out by another year, which is very disappointing. Now, the rest of those glowing reviews out there, it's a good editor. So there you go. And with that in mind, I want to talk about the fact that I've been contacted by two different organizations this week that would like me to start doing reviews of some of their products on my YouTube channel. And so I'm very surprised. The YouTube channel is growing. We've got coming up on 1,750 subscribers. So if you're one of those subscribers, thank you. And I guess there's enough reach to where it might be interesting to some advertisers to have me do some reviews. So that's great. And I'm up for that. And I'm willing to do that. But both contacts that got in touch, two different companies, are offering, well, one of them's offering a rapid battery charger to check out for DJI Mavics, and another one is offering up a new case for drones. And these are interesting things I'd love to get my hands on, take a look at, and give you my honest opinion on. But I don't like how some of these folks who are looking for the reviews go about getting the products to you. So in both cases, the idea is that I respond to them and say, yes, I will do a review on my YouTube channel. And then I go to Amazon and order their product and pay for their product. The product gets here. I put together my video, my review. Hopefully it's a positive review. And then they reimburse me for the purchase of the product from Amazon. So they actually pay me back. So I get to keep the product for free, but I have to buy the product, do the review, is how I read it, and then they'll reimburse me for the purchase. Now, I've got enough drone stuff and computer stuff to go for quite a while. So spending on some new products that that a company wants me to share with my audience here and my audience on YouTube is a little strange. So I know that other drone enthusiasts and other photography enthusiasts get products just sent to them. They don't have to go purchase the product and then get reimbursed. And I don't know what the expectation is that if I don't have a positive review, do I get reimbursed afterward? So in the case of both manufacturers with the products that they're offering up, I'm going to go ahead and give them both a pass this week. But it is interesting to me that they both reached out and contacted me this week and that they would like to see their products featured on my channel on YouTube. So that's an interesting step in a new direction for me, and we'll see where it goes. But in the case of any reviews, any things that I cover here or on the YouTube channel, please know that I will be very honest. And that's why I was talking about Luminar before, because it was something I was looking forward to in a big way and looking forward to really changing gears with how I manage my images and looking to move away from Lightroom. And what I found with the offering from Skylum and Luminar was this is not replacing my current photo management system, and it's not going to for quite a while. So it's kind of renewed my love for Lightroom and what Lightroom does. And Luminar is a plug-in to Lightroom, so I can still use the features of Luminar, and I just don't have to use it to manage my images, and I'm not going to. Not anytime soon. So if and when you hear other reviews and my recommendations on technology, because I do make them here and I do make them on the YouTube channel as well, please keep in mind I'm being as honest as I can from my perspective, and I'm never going to tell you to go buy something just to try to make a profit on this channel or on the YouTube channel. That's not what these channels are about. I do enjoy talking tech. I do enjoy talking mobile living and travel. And so with that in mind, when I tell you that this generator for my Airstream works really great and this solar system on my Airstream works really great, I really do mean that. And when I tell you that I like a drone or I like a software product, I genuinely do. And I also know that sometimes other people have different opinions, and that some things that I plug you might not like as much as I do. And by the way, following up on what we talked about the other day, I did receive the replacement power pack from Anker for charging my iPhones and iPads and other USB devices that I can charge to. So Anker really did a great job. They're not a sponsor here at all. But if you need portable power supplies for recharging your mobile devices, if you need portable power supplies because you're out in the field working with your drone and you need to recharge some devices out there, not your drone batteries, but all the other gear that you might be carrying along with you, check out Anker. They're A-N-K-E-R. And I'm plugging them because, hey, these guys really stand behind their products. I had a product for a year. It just started getting weird. And rather than even asking me to ship it back to them, they went ahead and just replaced it. So it's actually sitting right here on the table, and I've got to put a charge into it in a few. So there's a great company for portable power supplies and a huge array of different types of cables. So if you're looking for a portable power pack or you're looking for great USB cables, they come in all shapes and sizes from Anker. So that's A-N-K-E-R. And you can find them on Amazon. All right, everyone, I'm going to wrap this up because I've got a lot to do today. Today is Thursday, so it's a client Thursday. And that means an extremely busy day. And we'll see you again tomorrow on Friday. I promise I won't blank out on tomorrow's episode. As always, the intro and exit music is licensed through soundstripe.com. And if you have some comments for the show or just want to get in touch, you can email me at rich@rlcdesign.net. That's rich@rlcdesign.net. And with all that said, I'm going to wrap up today's episode and stay tuned for a message from our sponsor, Flipboard.com.